let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. John Brasher, author of the critically acclaimed urban fantasy Pale Beast, says every human culture has tales of white animals. Native Americans have their white buffalo. Revelations describes a pale horse. Pre-Christian Europe had white unicorns. China has white tigers, white dragons. India actually did have white elephants. The coming of any of these meant drastic change for good or bad. In Pale Beast, six of these creatures show up all at once to do battle on the hottest day of the year in perhaps the most densely populated city in the United States. John Thrasher is a lawyer living in Indianapolis, Indiana, began writing fantasies for a hobby in 1993 at age 42. This is his first published novel, although he's written many more in several genres, and he's written over 100 short stories, one reviewer calling him an early Ray Bradbury. John Thrasher, author of Pale Beast, our guest on This Week in America. John, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Good day.
This is an excellent book that you've written, the first one published, and we'll talk about why it took you so long, because you're a very talented writer, Pale Beast. Where did the idea come from? As I'm reading this, without giving away too much, a fascinating story that you have a good time in writing. Where did this whole idea come from for Pale Beast?
I just noticed, as you reviewed, that all of the cultures that I know anything about, they all include tales of dragons, and they all include a white animal of some sort. The unicorn, some of them are mythical, some of them are real, like the buffalo. They exist. There are even white buffaloes. Every once in a while, an albino is born. And all of them, the hopes or fears of the culture that responds to them are pinned to these white beasts. And I wondered why. Where did this idea come from? And I like to think that every myth has a grain of truth. Well, I followed that out. If those creatures exist in myth, perhaps they actually exist in some form or another. And the question is why the cultures began to see them as representative of hope or fear or catastrophe or nuisance.
Yes.
The one that intrigued me the most, I love King Arthur stories. And the name Guinevere,
oh yes,
is Welsh for white spirit. It turns out that in Welsh mythology, a white owl is a harbinger of doom. So being as he was Welsh, perhaps Arthur should have known better.
Yeah, he knew. He knew. Well, you know, once you get this idea where you have, you've got six of these creatures that you come up with and you decide you're going to put them into a story. How did you develop the story at that point? I mean, it's a great idea, but you made it come alive. How challenging was that to incorporate these six into one story and keep our attention throughout the book?
Well, I'm glad to know. I'm sorry. I'm not accustomed to notice like this. I'm glad to know that somebody else saw it and liked it, aside from myself, I mean. What I do is I come up with an idea, I create a situation, and then I create the characters, and I create them as three-dimensional as I can. I get to know them well enough, and then I put them in the situation and present them with stimuli, and let the character decide how to react. And that guides the story. I mean, I may or may not have a target in mind, but I let the character's reaction to events drive the events.
Yes. Now, do you start with an outline? I mean, I think for what you're saying is you just sort of let this evolve. The characters become real life, at least in your imagination, and they sort of dictate where the story's going.
Yeah. No, I very rarely start with an outline. I have a beginning and I have a target.
Yes.
It's sort of like improvisational theater.
Yes, exactly. With us on the program is John Thrasher. He's the author of Pale Beast. You'll find the book available on Amazon. Just look for John Thrasher, Pale Beast. His website is palebeast.com. All of that you'll find when you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to John's website and get information, and you'll be able to order the book there as well. This book is I'm going to say, unique. It's got sort of a different twist. Talk about your book and how you came up with something that makes this stand out from many of the others.
I told you yesterday when we were chatting, I've seen that question before. How is my book different from all those others?
Yes.
And my response was, well, first of all, there's not one protagonist. There's not one antagonist. Sometimes it's hard to tell which is which. And while there is a conflict and the point is made, there's no resolution. The conflict remains. And I thought, that's more like real life than most of the books out there.
Yes. You know, you talk to people sometimes and they think their book is unique, and in actuality, it's not all that different than many others out there. Yours is a different take on the situation. You also said that you're convinced that there is more to daily life than what we admit. I get the impression you look at things a little bit differently than the average person. You're maybe able to ascertain more than most of us.
Well, my earliest recollection, I think I was 16 months old. I was standing in my crib in my blanket sleeper, for God's sake, and this would have been the fall of 1952, so it's been a while. I was standing there playing with ghosts. I don't know what was actually happening, but that's the way I remember it. And so I grew up convinced that there's more to life than we can touch on the surface. So my mind plays with what if. What if, I think I told you, I've got a trilogy of novels about the elves that live among us.
Yes.
Because they look like humans. They've been hiding out among us since they taught Sumeria to write on clay tablets 6,000 years ago. So I looked at the modern world from the point of view of elves who are hiding out among the humans. And the more I wrote, the more I realized, wait a minute, if elves exist, what about dwarves and dragons and ogres? And the fun to me is coming up with an idea that puts a twist on modern life and then explaining why no one noticed it before.
You do that so well. The book we're talking about, by the way, is Pale Beast. John Thrasher is our guest and the author of the book. His website is palebeast.com. Book available at Amazon. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. I mentioned in the beginning you started writing fantasies for a hobby back in 1993. This is the first published novel, although you've written a number of other novels. You've written over 100 short stories. Why did it take so long to decide to publish? And why did you decide to publish, and out of all the work that you've done, Pale Beast?
I always wanted to write. I can remember at 12, I wanted to write, and I put it off because I was sure I'd run out of ideas. Now I find out that you can't. I was writing originally for my own entertainment. I would start a story and then work on it till it finished so I'd know, just to see what happened.
Yes.
And then I published some short stories. And because of that, another self-publishing company contacted me and asked me, was I working on a novel? And for some reason, when they called, I was thinking about Pale Beast. So that was the first thing out of my mouth. And I reread it, and I thought, this is not only different from everyone else's, it's different from everything I've written. It's just weird. So I submitted that, and that's where it started. It came out in paperback in September of 2018, I think. And I just didn't have the money to publicize it.
Well, it's being publicized now, and it's certainly worth your time. It's a great read. Palebeast.com is the website. John Thrasher, the author of Pale Beast. You've said this several times, and it's interesting. You write books that you would read, and I find that fascinating because sometimes authors crank out books, and I'm not sure they even enjoy reading their own books. I would think if you can't be entertained by your book, how would you expect other people to be entertained by your book? Is that a key to one of the keys to success in writing, to write something that you would sit down if you had a few hours tonight and read Pale Beast and enjoy it? Is that a key that you write something you enjoy?
I think so. I mean, they say a writer must write of what he knows.
Yes.
But he can't really make it enjoyable unless he had fun writing it. I haven't spoken to people like Ray Bradbury or Arthur C. Clarke or any of the science fiction writers I grew up with, but I can't believe it's like, and it is any other way with any of them. You have to entertain an audience, and the only way to do that is to be entertained.
Exactly. Yes. You know, I mentioned all of the other books you've written, the novels across genre. You've got fantasy, you've got historical, science fiction, urban fantasy. Talk about that, because you got a varied interest in your writings. Is there any particular one? You did Pale Fantasy falls in the urban fantasy category. Any of those your favorite, or you just enjoy writing in all of those?
I'm going to answer that question with a question.
Okay.
If you had six kids, which one would be your favorite?
Okay. Exactly. I understand exactly what you're saying. So you enjoy all the...
And would you be able to tell that one?
Yes. If I did have a favorite, I'd have to keep my mouth shut. So they'd have to take that to the grave with me. So I understand exactly what you're saying, but you do it so well in cross-genre. Writing a short story versus writing a novel, any one in particular that you enjoy? Styles, I assume, from a writing standpoint are different. Short story, grab our attention, you wrap it up. Novel, you got a little more of a chance to go out and really fully create a world. Anyone your favorite?
First of all, short story. I actually took a correspondence course on how to write a short story, and you have to start with a hook. You've got to have the reader's attention in the first line.
Yes.
Also, start late. You have a sequence of events as your story. You want to start presenting that story to the reader as late in the sequence as possible, and then let them catch up rather than, a lot of backstory makes the story longer than short. My favorite. One of my favorites was the first one that got me started on this. I happened to catch the pilot episode of Murder, She Wrote on cable. And Jessica Fletcher wrote a mystery, and she hid it away in a drawer, and her nephew found it and gave it to his girlfriend, and she worked for a publishing house. And so, of course, she got published, and then she had to show up for an event of some sort to help push the book. And that's when she got involved in her first murder mystery. And she published a murder mystery and got involved in a murder mystery. And I asked myself, what would have happened if her novel had been fantasy?
Interesting.
So I wrote a story about a fantasy writer, a lawyer, much like myself, who published a fantasy with the same house and then suddenly found himself among witches and wizards and magic. And
I love that.
The series is called The Fletcher Syndrome.
I like that. Boy, your mind is always active, isn't it? You're always looking at something and like, okay, how can I get at least a short story out of this? And you you take that from what starts as a thought like that and into a very well-written book, short story, long story. Pale Beast, the book we're talking about. John Thrasher is the author. A couple minutes left in the program. All of these books, all of these ideas, what are you working on now? Are we ready to see the second published book from John Thrasher?
I'm not working on a book. Well, maybe I am. It's called The Triad. The classic pentagram is a five-pointed star inside a circle, and those points represent earth, air, fire, water, and spirit, the four material elements and the fifth.
Yes.
But the triskelion from Ireland represents earth, sea, and sky. Those aren't elements, they're realms. The earth is the realm of the mortal man, the sky is the realm of the gods, and the sea is the realm of the fae, the fairies, the leprechauns, the little people. And in the triad, I have created three women, one of whom is a practicing pagan, who have to unite to seal a rift in the fabric of space-time. I'm working is a good way to put that. This is more slogging than I'm accustomed to, but
I love that concept. How close are you to having that to the point where we may be able to read it?
Oh, Lord, I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Well, stay tuned for that. We'll keep you posted on that. I love that concept, as with all of your work. Boy, the time has gone by so quickly. This has been fun. John Thrasher has been our guest on the program, talking about his first published novel, Pale Beast. The book is available at Amazon, wherever books are sold.
Can I make one correction? The name is plural. I don't hear that last S. Beasts.
Beast. Pale Beast. Yeah, let me extend that there. Yes, Pale Beast, and the book is available, and the website is palebeast.com. The book is available at Amazon. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, Six Beast, so we want to give them all credit. Thank you for pointing that out to make sure that everybody heard that. Pale Beast, the name of the book. John Thrasher, our guest on the program. John, this has been fun. I really enjoyed this. Keep up the good work. Hopefully we'll have a chance to do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. Pale Beast is the book. John Thrasher, the author. Book available at his website, palebeast.com, amazon.com, and you'll find it by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.